just literally finishing off the album right now, which we've pretty much done. So I'm really excited about new material. And then we're out on all the festivals, all the shows this summer.
Talking about albums, Craig, do you remember that first one, Born to Do It?
Yeah, the one that changed my life.
How old were you, 19 then?
Yeah, 19 years old. Man, that album literally fulfilled nearly everything that I ever could have dreamed of, you know what I mean, and more.
Really? And it was the fastest selling debut album by a British male solo artist, they tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so, I mean, I was just very thankful to have an album that was, people were resonating with them in the same way that I did recording it. But then all the accolades and how many it sold and the chart positions was unbelievable to actually take in.
You must have had those songs in your mind for quite a long while before the album was released, though, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I was playing out because I was doing a lot of DJing at the time in Southampton. So I was playing out Rewind, which ended up being a really big song with the Artful Dodger. I was playing that just out in my set, and then all of a sudden it kind of caught fire, and it was the start of the whole thing happening. And then we released Fill Me In. It was my first number one, and it was amazing.
What about your own passion for music? What sort of music were you listening to when you were growing up?
I was listening to quite a wide range of music. I mean, my mum was playing a lot of Terence Trent D'Arby, one album in particular called The Hardline According To, which was a huge album. Also Boyz II Men and early R. Kelly. And then on my dad's side, he was playing a lot of the reggae-influenced dancehall music. So I kind of had two sides of the musical spectrum, which definitely have influenced the type of music that I create even now, do you know what I mean?
But like you say, you were doing a lot of DJing at the time. Did you come to a bit of a crossroads, sort of bit of a dilemma? Do I carry on DJing or do I really go into the recording studio?
Do you know what it was? Is that actually when I was still DJing right up to the point of Rewind, Fill Me In, literally being released. But what happened is that at the time, the show that I was doing, because I have a show now called TS5, which really it started in Southampton as me DJing, and it's evolved over the years. But I took off, and I was doing all these band shows, and I was performing, and I was doing all this promotion, and I didn't have the ability to be able to morph that into my live show. Whereas more recently, when I was at Glastonbury, I was able to showcase what I was doing in Southampton with my TS5 side of my set within the band show, and it feels like the whole circle's complete now.
How pivotal was it for you, that meeting with Artful Dodger?
Huge. I mean, Mark Hill and Pete Devereaux that were DJing on the floor above me in the same club in Southampton, and I was the young up-and-coming singer-songwriter who didn't have a producer or someone who could create the music for me. And it was almost the complete opposite for them. They were looking for a singer and someone that could write top lines. And then he had a studio about 5 minutes around the corner from my home. Next thing you know, the first song we did, it was a song called What You're Gonna Do, Rewind, and then the Born to Do It album started to come into fruition.
And Rewind, did you realise just how big that was at the time?
Do you know what it was? Is that I was so excited about the record, and I kind of have that same feeling now about making this new album, that I just was so excited to go home, play it on this huge speaker I had in my home, and just like blast it through my flat. And that feeling for me was what it was all about. And I just hoped that people would feel the same way. And I mean, thankfully, quite a lot of few people did, you know?
Well, they did, and they have done, haven't they? And I think the thing is, Craig, about your songs, I mean, I suppose you can say this about many artists there, but you really have written a moment in many people's lives, haven't you?
Do you know what, that for me, when people ask me a question of how do I measure success, I'd say that every single day of the week is what I measure success by. It's being a timestamp in someone's life, for someone to have met for the first time while my song was playing either on the radio or they bought the CD and they ended up having that moment that they'll always cherish for the rest of their life. And I've seen it now with a new generation who've only just discovered me last year from the Following My Intuition album, who are now going back in and finding 7 days, and then the mum and dad or the older brother or sister are like, "What, you don't know about 7 days, or you don't know about Fill Me In?" And it's incredible.
Mm. You went off to America. How was life in Miami for you then, and what did that give you? What sort of opportunity did that present to you, that time away?
Do you know what? It was great because it was a whole new lease of life. I moved out there. It was the sun, the palm trees, that whole lifestyle, which had kind of been knocking on my door from when I first went out there to do a TV show for Fill Me In. So this is back in 2000. And I was going every year, and then finally I bought a home there. But the thing for me is that what I found is that even though the dream of the sports car and the beautiful home and the sun and the palm trees, I just kind of realized that I felt very isolated, and I was away from home, and I was away from all my friends, and the music I was creating was so parochially British in its sound that when I made the move back, probably after 4 years of living out there, it was the best thing I could have ever done, because from then we had a number one album with Follow My Intuition and a 16-day arena tour. I mean, I couldn't tell you the difference from moving back. So, yeah, it was an experience.
We always hear, Craig, don't we, about the roller coaster ride in the pop industry that it just gives you. How well prepared for that do you think you were?
I don't think you can ever prepare for that roller coaster ride, but what it is that it's your real character comes out at the times where maybe the music isn't connecting as well, or maybe you're not signed to a record label and it's a very different kind of environment for you to be in. And you've got loads of songs on your laptop and you're thinking, yeah, but how come I can't put these out anymore? And I think I gained such a beautiful sense of, do I really want this? Or am I happy to just say, you know what, we had a really good run, Born to Do It, huge album, a few people know my albums around the world, and I can still go out and do some shows. And I was like, nah, I'm not. I live for music. So I just went back to basics, back to creating songs. And I always knew that in my heart that you're always 3 minutes away from changing your life with a song. And I'm just very grateful that the songs that I created more recently have connected, and I'm back on that flow again, you know.
I guess from what you say, it's all important to connect with your audience, and the UK music scene is still very special.
UK, yeah, it's home for me. I mean, everything started from here, the culture, and again, being close to my friends and family was so important to me. So seeing the music connect with a generation who grew up with my music, a whole new generation now excited and saying, oh, we just discovered this new kid called Craig David. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Yeah. And I've seen it in my shows. So I'm just really happy and thankful for all the love people have shown me.
TS5 sounds really interesting, that project. Sounds very exciting.
Yeah, you have to check out the vibe. I'm doing a 10-week residency this year in Ibiza Rocks, in Ibiza. And it started off as a pool party last year, and it just got such like heavy demand to do it again that it's just different than a normal DJ set. It's not me just behind the decks playing. I'll mix a couple of songs of someone else's, and then I'll go into one of my songs, and I'll come out of the booth, and I'll sing, and I'll freestyle, and I'll go back in. So it's just fun to me. It sort of reminds me of what music's all about.
What have you got in the pipeline?
Well, like I said, I just finished off the new album. I mean, these next couple of weeks are just, is there any other songs that are going to top the songs that I've already written, which I always love this period because there usually is. It's always like your best stuff comes when you're right up against the deadline. But I'm just really excited about the music because it feels like I'm in the same place as I was when I made Born to Do It, but it feels 2017, 2018 on the production, but all of those narrative songwriting vibes that I had from back in the day. So it's going to be nice.
Most importantly, are you happy?
I'm very, very happy. Very happy, man. I hope the same for you, man.